Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show for Oddballs. Oh my goodness, it was the season finale. Did you get answers? Did you come away with some things that you were had questions to? Do you have more questions? What are your thoughts?
We got shot at a lot.
We did get shot at a lot. We got with answer bullets. We got answers, but we got equally as many questions.
I told you it would happen. I warned you. I said if you go looking for answers, you're gonna find more questions.
Okay. So I bet the guy at the school is not Needles, but the other dude from the Originals.
What, we asked if he knew Needles, and he said he didn't know him.
Oh, I thought we said, was your name Needles?
No, we said, did you know anybody named Needles? And he was like, no, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I've never had friends with those names.
Yeah.
He's also like really tall, too, so we should be able to
know
if he's with the Originals, right?
I'm just thinking because the Originals are following us right now, and it would be a really, they would get stuck in there, you know, if they got pushed through that portal and stuck into the other world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or if we pushed them through the portal because we were sick of their guff.
Who knows?
I had a bunch of sneaky suspicions that the whole place we're in was like a big experiment or something, and then we had the portal that's looking through all the guys. I don't know if it is or not, but they're connected to it, and I was like, there they are, we found them.
The portal you saw was connected to a bunch of scientists, and they're bringing food and goods and stuff in.
Yeah,
so
that's what I thought whenever he was like, they're all able to like crates and stuff, and I was like, how would they be doing this here? Unless they just already had it prepared beforehand.
They're like, they're going to bring more four people in the world, and maybe they're trying to help. I don't know.
Yeah. Or the question just want to support more workers. At that point.
Yeah.
Like if they want to have more workers, or maybe they were just experimenting with the fog machines and then they want to release them upon the town, like our town.
I don't know.
And this is just kind of a place to experiment with them. They're going to put it in our water, man.
I'm glad we left Philip. I feel like he would have been a huge burden and probably not too trustworthy. So I'm really glad that we just left him. Because I was like, we don't need this extra stress.
He was our golem.
Yeah.
Maybe
he really has
a part to play in this story.
Yeah, he's going to fall into
I really watched a lot of movies. I've been sick. I watched all those movies.
It's a good choice.
Maybe he does have a part to play. That's right. He was only in a little bit. He was just walking along the outside during that first movie. Who knows? Maybe he has a part to play yet to come.
A part to play yet to come.
Yep. So what else? I mean, you said you got hit with answers, Octo. What kind of answers did you get? What answers do you think you got?
What answers do I think we got? Well, we found out that there is more than one connection to this world. So we had the portal that we went through, but then also there was another portal that we saw that wasn't ours. Mm-hmm. So that means that they're either trying to replicate the power of the balls, or they have a set of their own, or something else that we don't know. But what we did find out was that there are people who have the technology.
Mm-hmm. We can rebuild them.
I think that's an important thing to note, is that we have definitely found out that there are people out there who are messing with this besides us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And they're doing it on purpose.
They have the ability to create portals.
Yeah.
They are doing it on purpose, and they do have a goal. They're like the Cylons. They have a goal.
But what is it?
Great question. I guess you can always go ask. You can always go ask Frank, or if you find Alistair, one of the Alistairs, and see if they know, because there was an Alistair there.
Yeah, the Alistairs play wonderful. Really dumb, which is annoying.
Yeah.
One of them gave Clarence a bunch of answers.
What?
One of them gave Clarence a bunch of answers. So they don't all play dumb.
I was going to say, I wonder if these guys are even connected with the other group of Alistairs we're dealing with, because they were shooting at us. Like, they're like, fuck these guys.
Mm-hmm.
They have balls, whatever.
And I could whatever. See someone saying that young Fern was playing dumb just because she doesn't know any of the answers. She's not faking not knowing the answers. She just doesn't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they just don't know. They're Alistair's on the outside, not Alistair's on the inside.
Right. He's on the outside. He's looking in. He can see through you.
I wonder how they have that portal open, if they have balls or if it's just they've manufactured a different way to do it.
Well, if you remember, Fern has seen other balls.
Yeah.
And also, time is a factor in this show. Time is something that, you know, you need to be very wary of, because what you think might be the present might be the future or the past.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, time frame. I thought you meant like, well, the fact that we had to get back to the portal before it closed.
No, time frame, because, like period time.
Yeah.
You know, what you looked through and what you saw could be the future, could be the past.
Yeah. I think that can like that too. If like maybe they don't know yet. Maybe they were messing with the balls and they were looking through the gate and we were on the other side looking through the gate and they grew up and they're like, hey, we know these kids. They showed up at the gate. Let's follow them around and do stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that other Alistair, right? Before.
The Alistair that you've seen looks like a young Alistair, which is crazy because it would make no sense. Why one of those Alistairs then, if he saw you in the past, wouldn't be super obsessed with the four of you and then track you down in the future. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. Like, we got an old Alistair now, right?
That'd be crazy if there was an Alistair who was like stalking you and taking photos because he knew about you. That'd be so weird.
But there is an Alistair that does that, Jesse.
Yeah.
And he has pictures of me.
No way.
That's crazy.
There is someone that does that.
What? Jesse. What? There's someone who has been stalking you the entire time because he saw you at some point in his past and he's been obsessed with you? That would be crazy.
What the fudge? Crazy. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
But so if we had gone through that portal, we could have been in any, who knows what time zone we would have been in.
Yeah, you could have
been in.
I consider jumping
30 years in the past.
I'm going in, guys.
Yeah, I was like, I think Clarence is actually going to jump in this.
Like, Clarence could have jumped back to the past, or maybe it was the future, and maybe it's a different timeline. Maybe it's not your reality. Who knows what that could have been?
Ooh, I kind of wish we had gone, except for all the guns.
Yeah, that's kind of the deterrent except for all right the guns there.
Ooh, what a dad. Possible incarceration.
Yeah. It seems possible like they're incarceration. Trying to move a bunch of people into that land. There's so much food there.
But also, what are they studying? Why are they all over there? And why are they? There's another Alistair, and they're aware of this world. They're aware that it's like this.
Mm-hmm. In fact, they're like bringing stuff to it.
Yeah. Why though? And why like toiletries and stuff? Why? Who needs tweezers? Who needs?
If you're gonna live there, if you're moving in, you bring your stuff with you, right?
Yeah, but why would you move to that world? I wonder if it's
that they opened the portal and they found this world and they're like, okay, well, we're gonna like study it and provide them with food and stuff for their participation, or if they made it happen or something. Like, you know, what do they have to do with it?
Like, maybe it really was just like a huge government experiment to wipe out all humanity, select a few people, and then seriously, like, start over again. But I don't know why they would have, like, all the fog and stuff to keep people confused.
I think it's like a floating mass of land, too. Like, it's not even...
Like, what if it's a simulation? You know, what if it's just, like, a whole computer simulation?
Okay, hear me out.
You've got full Matrix. You are like, nothing's real. And none of us are real, and we're all part of the Matrix.
I'm having trouble.
What is reality? We could all just be a dream.
Shut up, Jesse.
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying my hardest.
I have a theory. Okay. What if, hear me out. Okay, so what if, oh my God. Okay, so what if our world is doomed? Our home world prime is doomed, right? And all those scientists are like, we got to get out of here. But they found
because
this
they
world,
know because they know because it's going to happen. Know,
and they use the gas to convince anyone else that would stumble in there that, oh, this place is fucked. Don't go there. But then when they get there, they turn off the gas and they're like, oh, it's just a regular world. Don't worry about it.
Maybe. That's an interesting concept.
Originally, I thought this place was like.
I'm looking at Jesse's poker face and trying to see if he's
like a miniature place.
Is there any reaction here?
Hey, Elizabeth, what are you getting from this? What are you getting from this right now? What are you seeing?
An original concept.
I'm seeing a lot of
Jesse's laughing an awful lot right now.
Look at him! Oh my god! Because if we turn off,
I think we're very close to striking gold here.
Because it might be very beautiful. Actually see what it looks like. It could be like paradise.
What one thing I will say?
Oh my god! Because we totally haven't turned off the sight thing, right?
Yeah. We don't know what it looks
remember
like.
Remember when the dude? When we were like, when? Remember when we told him we destroyed one of the gas machines and he freaked out? He was like, "You did that? No, because maybe they told him like you can't ever turn off the gas because." They don't want anybody to know that this place is actually okay and they're going to like repopulate the human race or something. Oh my God. Also, I like that Eddie's turned into a conspiracy buff and like that was never originally part of his character. And I just like made it part of his character. Yeah. It
but what about the pterodactyls then? What about the monsters? I mean, is
they're
that,
there
is
to
that
scare
also
people away?
So that's just,
oh, there's
part of
something
the deterrent.
Really good there.
Yeah.
Maybe
what
this is
this
the
world
nexus.
Is hiding. What if they're hiding something here?
No, this has been the time travel nexus, maybe. Like, you can get to all the different time zones.
Hey, if you don't want to be spoiled for Oddballs, don't watch this.
Like, you can go into the future and get all the good technology.
So what you're saying is that World Prime, they already know about it.
They're aware of
its imminent demise. So that's why they're moving all this stuff over here, so that they can repopulate on this, in this time frame?
Yes, but and they're convincing everybody that's here that this is like it's no good. This is the nexus, and they've established this base to be like put this illusion up and be like, oh wait, no, this is a totally fronked timeline. Like,
so then I guess what would be the purpose of bringing people over if they're like, oh, it's a paradise, we can all move here. So like the scientists would just have to trust them and be like, well, this is a shithole. But then the other guys are like, no, we know it's actually, this looks great. When you have like special fucking goggles. Maybe that's what the ring is for. Maybe Alistair is there to show them. Maybe he's there to show them like, this is what it really looks like.
Are we getting here? Are we getting there?
Thank God. Thank God that Ken's thing died. I don't have the four of you digging too deep. I don't know. I don't know if this is what it is or not.
I don't
know if
we're just going around in a fucking hamster wheel right now or what.
Here's the thing, Jesse.
Valuable.
You do know if this is the thing or not.
Oh,
you
absolutely 100% know. I don't have a clue. I don't know. I don't know if this could be it or not.
This is it, dude.
I think there's portals. This is like Dalaran. There's like portals to everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we really didn't get a chance to look at the hole. You know, we saw one portal. We saw one glowing portal. What if that's the only one that was on? What if all of the rest of these hallways lead to other portals that just hadn't been turned on yet?
They have all that super modern technology from somewhere, like the touchscreen thing that we saw. Like, they got that in like 2005.
And they have the platformy dealy. So,
yeah, they have a big deal. That's time travel portals. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. I guess we'll find
I'm
out
hungry.
When we return. When we
I'm
return.
Hungry for knowledge.
In the new year. But before we wrap this up, is there anything else? Any other thoughts or questions? Are you guys spent?
I think
that
the dogs were the babies of the monster, like 100%. I'm pretty sure that these little science experiment porky canines are just, they're running amok. They got lost, and now older Jezebel is kind of like their matron, like take caretaker, and just looking after them, because the other monster was like, no, away, babies.
Well, also because the other monster is trapped in your reality.
Maybe so Jezebel and the monster hooked up.
But that doesn't no. The other monster is not trapped in our reality. Here's the thing. No. Back up. Skirt. The other monster is not trapped in our reality.
It is.
That would mean there's two monsters because we saw one other monster just like it in this world. Or was it a fucking hallucination, Jesse?
Did you?
God damn it. That means there's only one. So there's gotta mean there's only one. There's only one monster. There's only one of these things.
We'll have to find out in 2019.
We'll find out now.
Mom, sorry, I have no answers for you. Yeah.
All my theories.
Well, that is it for us. Thank you so much, patrons, for watching. Everyone is gone. Octo, done. Elsbeth, done. Morgan, very mad. Ken,
Morgan
just
has
left.
One of those LaColas.
LaCroix.
Thank you.
LaCola.
All right. We're done. Thank you so much. And we will see you in 2019. Bye, patrons. Thank you again.
Sayonara, Mina-san.